May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. I'm going to work really hard here to see if I can get a yay after my sermon. Today, I hope you didn't come expecting me to unfold the mysteries of the gospel lesson. I'm not going there. What I'm drawn to today are our first two lessons and the fact that we're gathered here today to baptize John into the body of Christ. 29 years ago, when it was time to baptize our last child, the lessons were much as they are today. In fact, the lesson from Job has words in it that I think many of us, at least in one form or another, find familiar. When we gather here for the funeral of a dear friend, as I walk down the aisle with the casket or the urn of ashes, we say these anthems: I am the resurrection and the life, saith the Lord. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. But then we say the words from the book of Job: For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth, and though this body be destroyed, yet shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not as a stranger. It might seem odd to have these words as a part of the baptismal service, to be preaching on the words of our last entrance into the church when we're here to celebrate a new life begun here in the church. But to me, it makes perfect sense. Later on in our service of baptism, we will talk about how John dies to the old life of sin and is raised to the new life of grace. The whole life of a Christian person is a life of transition from one form of life to another. Just as John is baptized into the body of Christ today, all of us are reminded that at our baptism, we too were buried with Christ in his death and through the water of baptism made new people so that we would have the opportunity to live in and through him. That's what life is all about. We may think that we're simply Christians that were a part of this community for the brief time between the waters of baptism and the words of the burial liturgy. But we are God's own forever. And that is what we come to celebrate today, the fact that we are all engrafted into the body of Christ through the waters of baptism, to be with God and his Son Jesus throughout eternity. As our life is begun here, so our life continues, and it continues through the time that we breathe here on earth into the eternal presence of God himself. We don't often think about just this past week. We celebrated the feast of All Saints. The fact that all of us are drawn together into the body of Christ and that we are not here alone, but that we are here gathered with all those who have gone before us and all those who will follow, praising God and serving in whatever way we can. But the only opportunity John is going to have to know this, and to know this story of love and acceptance and God's unending grace, is if we share the story with him. It is our opportunity to share the good news of God's love, not just with John, but with every person we meet throughout the course of our lives. We have good news to share. We have the news that no matter what, God loves us. No matter how hard I try to run away, no matter how bad I may be, God is there. God is there to reach forth God's arms and draw me into the body of Christ. And that is the story we share with John and with one another. That in the midst of the trials and tribulations of life, God is there. In the midst of the joys and the happiness of life, God is there. In the waters of baptism, God is there. And as we are carried in here for the very last time, God is there. God is present with us from the very beginning to that which never ends. Thanks be to God, we are given the opportunity today to be active participants in this service of baptism. To promise again, not just for ourselves, but for John and every child that will be baptized here in the future, and everyone who has stood at that font in the past, that we are God's people. God's people given the task, God's people given the responsibility and the joy to share that good news with the world. And goodness knows the world needs to hear it. So in just a minute or two, we will pour water on John's head. Remember, that water has flowed over you as well. And the joy that we feel this day for him is the joy that we share as we share God's name, as we share God's love, as we share God's acceptance of all with everyone we meet. Amen.